Ayuka, so you are starting with Donald Trump. We've been speaking about him a lot on the program this evening. He's issued a pardon for the founder of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange.
Well, Sharon, his name is Changpeng Zhao. He is the former CEO of Binance. He spent 4 months in prison last year after pleading guilty to charges that he failed to implement measures to prevent money laundering while running the crypto exchange. While Binance paid $4.3 billion to settle related allegations, the platform had been used by criminals to wash billions of dollars in illicit funds linked to child sex abuse, drug trafficking, and even terrorism. Although he has now stepped down as CEO, Zhao has remained Binance's largest shareholder and has deep ties to World Liberty Financial, a crypto venture that the Trump family launched in September. The pardon wipes Zhao's criminal record, but the White House said he was wrongfully prosecuted by the Biden administration in the first place. Let's take a listen.
This was an overly prosecuted case by the Biden administration. Even the judge in the case admitted that the Biden administration was pursuing a egregious over-sentencing of this individual. And the previous administration was very hostile to the cryptocurrency industry. So the president wants to correct this overreach of the Biden administration's misjustice, and he exercised his constitutional authority to do so.